Councillor Joybeard, you raised coastal erosion there in today's plenary meeting, and you said that there's been 4 years worth of data that's been gathered. Actually, where was that? Was that?
Yeah, look, this data has been gathered. Do you want to start again?
No, where was it? Is that specifically?
Slodden to Bisbane, head coastline in Inishowen.
That's okay, Inishowen. And so there's been 4 years of data worth on Inishowen coastal erosion done by the OPW, and now nothing's going to come of it.
Yeah, well, they gathered data for four full years between 2020 and 2024. Now, I would like to think, as I'm sure everybody else would, that monitoring would have led to data being analysed and then updating the risk assessment to do with our coastal erosion so that we can plan now and protect our communities. Instead, we've been told that there's no plans to analyse this data that's been ongoing for 4 years. And I think that's worrying. The raw data has been distributed here to Donegal County Council. But at present, they don't have anyone to read that data. So they have to apply for funding now to get someone to read that data. You know, and this is a real issue, a real time issue. You know, as in relation to coastal erosion, it's you know, evolving all the time, and it's happening even today. You know, and now we don't have any after that 4 years, you know, of monitoring. We aren't even able to find out what is happening to our coasts, you know, which is very concerning for people that live on our coastlines, and businesses, obviously, and what have you, who are approaching me to say, look, we're worried here, and after 4 years, we haven't even anyone to read that data.
It's questionable as well, you know, that data would have cost money to obtain, so, you know, what was, you know,
of course, it does seem a bit pointless at this stage. Now, obviously, we're leading blind here again, because how long is it going to take for, you know, the funding to come through to get a specialist to read that data? And that's what I'm sort of saying in there today, that simply isn't good enough, you know, that we need to know what's happening to our coastline. This is not a situation, you know, coastal erosion, there's no coming back from it. And if there's preventative measures that we can do, we need to make sure those are in place.